We've got Andrew Gaffey in the studio with us, and he just told us that on the bus to the game, often Gaffey, that Elliot Yeo takes over the music, and he loves the golden oldies, the classics, eh?
Yeah, it's more so probably on the way back. So we've had a good win away from home, and we've got that probably hour drive to the airport before we fly back, and he loves to play just an hour of classics, and whilst that's good for sort of 20, 25 minutes, you'd need a bit of variety in between, and By halfway through, I think someone's taken over and we can finish off with a bit of a bang, yeah.
Gaffey, we saw Jack Riewoldt get up on stage after the Tigers won the flag last year. Now, assuming the West Coast Eagles win this weekend, who's the most likely player to get up with Barnsley?
Well, probably Yoey again, maybe Luke Shuey, they love that stuff. And probably those two guys are the front runners at the moment. And
Luke thinks he's Slash, doesn't he, with the guitar? Is that a fair call?
Yeah, I think so. A few boys like the guitar and all that, but I'm sure they have a few things prepared. I think Willie Reel would be a little dark horse for doing something sort of like that grand final day if we win, and it's exciting.
Tell us about today. We're all heading to the airport. The fans will be there, the media will be there, and also the most important members of the footy team will be heading out today. You remember this from 2015, it'll be just massive.
Yeah, I think so the boys are flying out about two. We'll get a bus from Subiaco and to the airport, and there's going to be plenty of fans and media, as you said, and it's just all part of the week. Probably from we speak about it from previous occasions, hearing Josh Jenkins talk from Adelaide last year. The first part of the week is all pretty normal in terms of reviewing the game, the prelim final, and then training. We had our main training session yesterday, but it's when you fly and when you get into Melbourne and do the parade, that's when stuff gets a bit more serious, and you start to think about how much bigger the game is and how much more it means to people. So it's all about embracing the week, but accepting it, and that's a thing that the guys that have played in 2015 and have that experience now in 2018 can assist the younger boys with, so perhaps we have a much better performance.
Stands them in very good stead. How will it be for you though, buddy? I saw you on Monday when you came out on the ground in front of those 15,000 people. You got a big cheer, and it's a double-edged sword. Obviously, it's great to be cheered, but if you're not playing, it must be tricky. How hard is it for you, buddy?
Yeah, it's really tough. Yeah, no doubt. I played in 2015, and whilst it's a great experience, we didn't have the result that we all wanted to, and you pride yourself on making the most of the opportunity next time you come around, and I won't be out there. But as I said, I got no one else to blame but myself. But it's still really tough, and seeing the boys all excited for leaving today is hard. But there's a few other boys, Eric McKenzie. We know how good he was in the final series last year. Brad Shepherd, we all know how good he's been for several years, and obviously Nick, who's going to be doing the ruck coaching. Mm. On the weekend on the bench, but
apparently you've been monstrous though. The boys are saying you and Nick in particular. Shep didn't say too much in the box, but you helping run the midfield with Sam Mitchell. I heard Mitch talk about that, the fact that you're helping the guys take on this fantastic Pies midfield. So that is a distraction, or do you keep thinking back to I might miss my chance to play a premiership? I mean, that's the hard bit, isn't it?
Yeah, is there a selfish thought in it at all for you?
Oh no, there's not much I can do. It's been, I think this is the sixth game I've missed through my suspension, so it's been long enough. But no doubt when you're in a grand final, it's tougher. And yeah, Barry, as you said, I think training's been a good distraction for me. Unlike Nick and Shep, who haven't been able to get out there, I've been able to get out there and keep my mind occupied for a couple of hours. And sort of been Hutch has sort of been playing on me a bit, obviously in preparation for
tagging you
for each weekend. And
Do you have to wear a black and white jumper and pretend you're someone?
I was a white one yesterday, so. I haven't been getting too many kicks, I can tell you that. And
so you're still side bottom, eh? You must be.
Oh, I can't comment on what I am, but whoever I wasn't getting many kicks. So
so that's good news.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good omen.
Hutch is in form.
For the weekend. Yeah, he's just bloody good at what he does, Hutch.
Hey, Gaffy, if it makes you feel any better, it won't, but I'll just say that I have been almost exactly in your situation. In 91, I got dropped after the preliminary final. Chris Mowering came in for the grand final. They didn't win, but we were sort of in that squad. In 92, I also missed out, and I knew they were going to win. I was going to miss my place in history, the first ever Eagles premiership, which you can imagine that the historic nature of that. So what we did was, on the plane over, and you probably don't need to do this, but Phil Scott and I wrote a letter to the team because we were staying in the lepers hotel. We weren't even allowed to stay in the actual team hotel. Yep. And we said to the boys, come on, guys, do it for us. The blokes are going to miss their place in history. Don't think it's going to happen every year. You've got to do it. You just got to do it for the blokes who are going to be crushed by the fact that we're not there. But I presume those sort of emotions you've already passed on to the team, and they know that, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. We've been around. The guys that aren't playing have been around probably a lot more than, especially Nick and Shep, have been around a lot more, despite Shep only being injured a couple of weeks ago. But you're right. You're, as a young guy, you sometimes can fall into the trap of thinking, we're about to play in one, or we've been in one. It's just gonna
every
keep coming.
Year.
But you see a lot of the greats that never got into a grand final, let alone win one. So it's a big thing this week, and hopefully, I think we're in a lot better headspace this week to produce a much better result.
Gaffy, a decision. Have you made it at grand final week?
No, I haven't made it. No, it's this week. There's just too much going on and plenty going on for me to think about. But once the season finishes, definitely I'll be making my decision, I think, pretty quickly. And as I've got to, but all systems go for this week and focused on helping out the boys.
You know what everyone's thinking, don't you, that you're leaving because you would have done it this week to give the guys that extra pump up that you're staying and then give them that extra motivation. So what do you say about that?
No, nothing. There's nothing. Nothing in that. I honestly haven't made my decision. Yeah, I can honestly say that.
It's that hard for you, is it?
Yeah, it's
very tough. Have you honestly not made up your mind, Gaffy?
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, it's very tough. There's a lot of things you've got to weigh up for making this hopefully long-term decision. And it's a bit to think about and something that's going to play out in the next hopefully week or so.
And in good news, your dad's out of hospital, though. He's fighting back. He's doing well.
Yeah, came out, got released from hospital yesterday. So, it feels like, I think probably eight, nine weeks since he first got in there, and when my stuff was happening, unfortunately, he was in there, and good to see him sort of back in the real world, I guess, and now getting some fresh air and getting fit again. So he's got a fair way to go in terms of getting leg strength back and putting on a bit more weight, but exciting that he's taken that step and hopefully it keeps on the improve.
Well, mate, be assured, whatever your decision is, we're right with you, and we know you'll do the right thing because you are a ripper bloke, and we feel for you, buddy, but hopefully you'll get some joy out of the day, even if the Eagles do win, because I know exactly what it's like, because it is bittersweet, and we wish you all the best, mate, and thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thanks, Oz. It's exciting, and hopefully we get the win and enjoy it from there.
Andrew Gaff, one of the good guys.